So you've talked about Teiches and now getting your first out of college job at Neiman's.
Yeah.
Those kind of storied and important institutions in Dallas. As a younger person, what did you feel like your relationship with those places was? Like, did they feel accessible to you?
Teiches did very much so. I guess they were probably, these teen boards were their kind of outreach programs, and we were really active. I mean, we did a lot of things. There was, every month there was something kind of big that we were doing, putting on fashion shows in the junior department where we booked our friends. And so, I don't remember if we got a shopping discount at all at Teiches. I bet there was some sort of, once a year you had, you could buy $100 worth of stuff. I mean, it was, I'm sure, very, very little. But yeah, I didn't feel removed from it. Now, Neiman's was very different from coming from Austin and being, the kind of free spirit, and then suddenly being in downtown Neiman Marcus. That was a big, big shift, but I kind of loved it right away. I mean, yeah, I didn't love the advertising part of it, but the fashion part of it was fascinating to me. We would have presentations, seasonal presentations by the fashion director, who was Daria Ratian at that time. And when she would return from the shows, she and the buying team would return from the shows in Europe, and they would do a slideshow in the cafeteria, and she would tell us all about the trends. And most people were just sort of like, oh, it's perfunctory to have to go. They, weren't really interested. And I was like, oh, I love this part. It was fascinating. I just adored it. And my job there is one of those jobs that no longer exists in the world. I was what was called a copy runner, and I would take a sheet of paper that had the advertising text for an ad coming up, mostly newspaper ads. We did some national magazine, but it was mostly newspaper ads. And I would take them to the buyer's office for the appropriate department. We did a lot of like hosiery sales, the annual hosiery sale. And yeah, and you would take it to the hosiery buyer's office, and she would read the copy and initial it if the price was correct and the information was correct. And then you would the next day either wait for her to sign it or go back and pick it up in the afternoon and then take it to the next person, which was the divisional merchandise manager, and that they would also initial it and sign off on it. Just like a totally paper copy situation. And, but I got to go to every single buying office every day and meet all the buyers and see what they did. It was interesting too, because it also sort of showed me that I didn't want to be a buyer. I think at that time, to think you were going to be in fashion, probably the idea that you would have in mind would be a buyer. That was like, now I think everybody knows what stylists are, what they do, hair and makeup people, what, all these different levels. I mean, there's influencers, it's all these different things that back then there weren't as many. And then I think we also didn't have that information. So going into the buying offices and seeing how much of their work really was just sort of spreadsheets and numbers and what was selling and what wasn't selling, I was like, oh no, I don't really want to do that. But I still didn't really have an idea what I wanted to do. I was at Neiman's for 4 years, I believe, and started out as a copy runner. And by the time I left, I was in charge of national advertising coordinator. So I coordinated all the different magazine buys. So not a creative position at all. Not doing any copyright writing, not doing any designing. The other thing.